We never got caught. Down by the river on a Friday night, pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight, talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just living for the minute. Yeah, way down yonder on the Chattahoochee, never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was, a lot about living and a little about love. Well, we fogged up the windows in my old Chevy. I was willing, but she wasn't ready. So I settled for a burger and a grape snow cone. I dropped her off early, but I didn't go home. Down by the river on a Friday night, a pyramid of cans in the pale moonlight, talking about cars and dreaming about women. Never had a plan, just a living for the minute. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was, a lot about living and a little about love. Yeah. Yeah, went down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Never knew how much that muddy water meant to me. But I learned how to swim and I learned who I was, a lot about living and a little about love, a lot about living and a little about love.
What's on your mind when you see me pull up in your drive? Do you wanna go downtown? Maybe have a little high dollar wine. Do you wanna go out to the country and maybe blow all our money on some sugar at the truck stop and some scratch offs? See if we can get lucky. Oh, I gotta know what's going on in your beautiful mind. Baby, don't be shy. And tell me now, do I make you wanna dance real slow? Go flying down a two-lane road, find a limb to hang your clothes. Do I make you wanna let your hair down, play a little truth or dare now? Act just like you don't care now. Girl, when I come around, tell me, do I make you wanna stay up to the sun? Howl at the moon, baby, tell me the truth. Make you wanna karaoke in the neon light, go to Vegas, stay up all night, see if we can find a cheap flight, little 7-11, baby, roll those dice. Do I make you feel pretty? Do I make you wanna lean back, lay back and kiss me? Do you wanna roll with me to the mountain, to the beach, to a party in the city? Do you wanna take in a Broadway show? Or maybe just lay low. I gotta know now. Do I make you wanna dance real slow? Go find out a two-lane road, find a limb to hang your clothes. Do I make you wanna let your hair down, play a little truth or dare now? Act just like you don't care now. Girl, when I come around, tell me, do I make you want? Do I make you turn into somebody else? Now do I make you wanna dance real slow? Go flying down a two-lane road, find a limb to hang your clothes. Out in the middle of nowhere now, but we can take it back downtown. You know I don't care now, just wanna take it there now. Do I make you wanna dance real slow? Do I make you wanna let your hair down? make you wanna.
Lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on. Just to be your man. There's no hurry, don't you worry. We can take our time. Come a little closer, let's go over what I had in mind. Baby, lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on. Just to be your man. Never loved nobody way that I love you. We're alone now. You don't know how long I've wanted to. Lock the door and turn the lights down low. Put some music on that's soft and slow. Baby, we ain't got no place to go. I hope you understand. I've been thinking about this all day long. Never felt a feeling that was quite this strong. I can't believe how much it turns me on. Just to be your man. I can't believe how much it turns me on. Just to be your man.
Somebody's about to walk through the door. Yeah, I bet he's got a real good excuse, but right now I wouldn't want to be in his boots. I'm looking at what he's got to lose, sitting all alone tonight. Look, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must up and lost his mind tonight. You're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't. Judging by the way you just smile, I ain't telling you nothing you don't already know. He let you down, but is he upside? I can give you move on somewhere to go. I ain't trying to change that miss to a missus, but he don't know what he's missing. Girl, listen, I ain't saying I'm an angel, baby, if you can't tell. No, I ain't to take you home to mama tight. And I ain't saying he's a bad guy. All I know is that guy must up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's in my up and lost his mind tonight. Cause you're down to the ice and that drink he didn't buy. I'm here and he's MIA. That ain't no kind of love. I ain't saying I'm the one. I'm just saying he's sure as hell ain't. He's sure as hell ain't.
Home for country favorites and classics.
Hi, this is Alan Jackson.
Hi, this is Reba.
Hey, this is Kenny Rogers.
105.5 WIRI.
This old highway's getting longer. It seems there ain't no end in sight. To sleep would be best, but I just can't afford to rest. I got a ride in Denver tomorrow night. I called the house, but no one answered. For the last 2 weeks, no one's been home. I guess she's through with me. To tell the truth, I just can't see what's kept the woman holding on this long. And the white line's getting longer, and the saddle's getting cold. Now I'm much too young to feed this damn old. With no ace left in the hole. Now I'm much too young to feel this damn old. Competition's getting younger, tougher bronze. You know I can't recall a worn-out tape of Chrysler Dew. Lonely women and bad booze seem to be the only friends I've left at all. And the white line's getting longer, and the saddle's getting cold. I'm much too young. This damn old. All my cards are on the table with no ace left in the hole. Now I'm much too young to feel this damn old. Lord, I'm much too young to feel this damn old.
This is InfoTrack, the weekly show with information you should know. Here's what's happening on this week's show.
It's a serious nationwide problem. Over 50 million Americans are dealing with addiction, either in themselves or in a friend or family member. We'll hear from a leader whose organization is using technology to help end addictions.
We hone in on making sure that parents, families understand that addiction, including opioid and fentanyl-related addiction, but really all substances, is a disease that can be addressed early.
Then, an expert on pain management says chronic pain has a mind-body connection and shares ways to deal with the root cause.
The pain is not in your head. You are not creating it, nor are you making it up. It is the brain science behind pain that people need to understand.
Stay with us. InfoTrack begins right after this.
This statement is not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When it comes to my lifestyle and diet, I don't always make the smartest choices.
Touchdown! Woo! Hey, how about another round and some more chips?
But when it comes to taking care of my liver, I do make one very smart choice. Active Liver Tablets from New Nordic. I used to have real issues with my liver, and at my last checkup, my doc was concerned about my numbers. But since adding a once-a-day active liver tablet, my gut's better, I feel great, and my doctor's happy. I ask a lot of my liver, so the least I can do to say thanks is a daily dose of active liver.
You ask a lot of your liver, so give it the support it needs with active liver. You can find active liver at Amazon.com, or for a volume discount, visit NewNordicUSA.com. Go to New, NordicUSA.com, Amazon, or ask for active liver at your local CVS. New year, new you, New Nordic.
$5,000. That's the average amount of money people in the U.S. are now spending on gas in a year. $5,000. That's crazy. If you drive, you have to download Upside, the free app that gives you cash back every time you get gas. That's right. You can earn real cash back with Upside just by buying the gas you're already buying. You can literally start earning cash back today.
I use Upside every time I fill up, and I've already made around $200-$300.
You're putting gas in your car anyway. Why not get real cash back? If you like free money, download Upside.
I'm saving the cash I earn from using Upside to help pay for a vacation later this year.
Download the free Upside app now to earn cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code EARN to get an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code EARN for a 25 cents per gallon bonus.
InfoTrack, the weekly show with information you should know. Here's your host, Chris Whitting.
Addiction is a major national problem. Joining us to discuss addiction is Creighton Drury, CEO of Partnership to End Addiction, a national nonprofit organization focused on addressing the addiction crisis in the United States. Creighton, welcome to the show.
Thanks. It's great to be here, Chris.
Tell us a little bit about becoming the CEO of the Partnership to End Addiction and why this mission is important to you personally.
Sure. You know, well, I've spent my career focused on working with young people, helping young people to succeed and be healthy and, you know, and live out their dreams. And Partnership to End Addiction is an organization with over 30 years of experience. We have been focused on the issues of substance use and mental health for all those many years. But the focus is really honed in on how we can help ensure that we address addiction and substance use disorder early, especially in the teenage and adolescent years. And so that mission and the chance to be part of this incredible organization that is working to ensure that young people are healthy and that, you know, the families and caring adults around them know what they can do is incredibly appealing and certainly something that I'm proud to be a part of.
You rebranded from the Partnership for a Drug-Free America to the Partnership to End Addiction. What was the motivation in making the change?
The motivation was we wanted to have more impact in putting our many years of research and knowledge and experience into services and resources that can make difference in the lives of certainly young people, but families who are in the best position to help young people. We were two organizations. One was the National Center on Addiction and Substance Abuse, which for more than 30 years was a pioneering research institute on these issues, and the Partnership for Drug-Free America, as you mentioned, which had great experience in promoting public awareness and education. But both organizations realized that if we can empower families and get families more involved with the right information, outcomes for young people will be better And that's an important ingredient to addressing the addiction crisis in this country. And so that was a motivation for coming together about 5 years ago. And that's been our work the last 5 years, to get really good at empowering families with the tools that they need to keep their children and loved ones healthy and addiction free.
Fentanyl and opioids have been dominating the headlines. How would you say your organization is addressing that specifically?
Well, we're really focused on making sure that everyone, parents, families in particular, caregivers, have reliable, trusted information so that they can understand what's happening. And, you know, from our perspective, you know, the addiction crisis is one that is a true public health crisis in our country. The fentanyl and opioid crisis, which has led to so many of the overdoses we've been reading about over the last few years, is certainly one important aspect of that. We hone in on making sure that parents, families, caregivers understand that addiction, including opioid and fentanyl-related addiction, but really all substances, is a disease that can be addressed early. Preventing and delaying use is absolutely critical. And treating it early, especially for young people who need treatment or care, and helping them to access treatment early on, is absolutely vital. And so we focus on providing information, education, resources that can help empower families to do just that, including and especially perhaps when it comes to overdose with regard to fentanyl and opioids.
Creighton, many families unfortunately will feel shame or guilt when dealing with addiction in a loved one. How can you break down that stigma surrounding addiction?
Yeah, I mean, it's such an important part of the solutions that are required. And from our standpoint, it's so important that we're addressing addiction in every way we can as a public health issue. Addiction is a disease. It's a health issue that relates to our brain, and it's a preventable, treatable disease. And it's not a place for moral judgment on this. It's an issue that requires us to talk openly and honestly about it. And when you think about it, the addiction crisis is touching every corner of this country. About 2/3 of Americans report being directly affected by addiction. 50 million people are struggling with substance use disorder, with addiction. It's truly an issue that's in the fabric of our nation right now. And so talking about it openly, honestly, and with good information is the key. And that's what we strive to do every single day. You know, this year, you know, more than 5 million families accessed our free educational resources, which talk about the issue in a very straightforward, science-based, but also compassionate way. And we're trying to be a catalyst for these kinds of conversations. I think we take heart that we're moving in the right direction as a nation, but we have to keep our foot on the pedal in terms of truly getting to the point where everyone understands that this is a disease which is truly preventable and treatable, and a crisis that we're on the road to solving. So important, though, to understand and address the stigma that continues to be associated with it.
Our guest is Creighton Drury, CEO of Partnership to End Addiction, a national nonprofit focused on addressing the addiction crisis. Creighton, how is the partnership advocating for policies or laws that support prevention and treatment?
That's been a part of our strategy since the merger 5 years ago, to really lean into the experiences, the research that we're gleaning every single day. We spoke to 10,000 families last year. As I mentioned, more than 5 million accessed our resources. And we're working with organizations all across this country. We continue to do the research that we've done for more than 30 years. And we make sure that we really synthesize and analyze what we've learned from the work to be a powerful voice. You know, what we do know is that it's important that we promote policies and practices that are based in a public health approach to this issue. Things like all we can do to remove barriers to effective treatment. We know that effective treatment exists. We have to do more to remove the barriers that are preventing too many people from accessing or affording them. We need to invest more in prevention, including earlier and broader prevention. The expression is true, an ounce of spending in prevention goes a long way. It's such a key issue. And so we focus on promoting policies and also practices that lead to increased investment, improved practices in communities. We focus on how money is being spent. You know, one way we're doing that is policy and practice around opioid settlement dollars. You know, there's a large influx of funding that will be coming into communities all across this country over the next 10 to 12 years. We want to make sure that people understand, communities understand the best way to spend that funding that focuses on prevention, focuses on access to treatment and investing in quality treatment and other measures that are going to help to keep people safe and alive.
Many people are familiar with the iconic This Is Your Brain on Drugs campaign. I just say that and I can picture it in my head. Do you plan any similar public awareness campaigns for today's challenges?
Everyone remembers that PSA, and you know, our work today focuses on the importance of preventing and delaying use in large part because of its impact on the developing brain. I think today we've evolved to a point where we try to reach people and families and parents across this country who most need our services and resources, those who are searching for answers. And while we still do all we can to raise awareness and education through our media strategies, we've really focused much more intentionally on all we can do to help connect people with resources and specific services. As a matter of fact, that was one of the lessons learned from the Partnership for Drug-Free Kids through the years, that there was great public awareness campaigns, but people were calling and saying, but I need help now. And so we really pivoted, if you will, to ensuring that our digital media strategies, the use of our social media and YouTube video channels, are reaching people who are searching for us, people who are looking for answers, and connecting them with real, practical, ready-to-use solutions now. And a matter of fact, I mean, I mentioned 5 million people who are accessing our videos, our training programs, our easy-to-use guides about understanding the issues and how to talk with your kids. And that's really where we've turned our attention with regard to how we work with our media partners and tools.
Creighton Drury, CEO of Partnership to End Addiction. Creighton, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much, Chris. It's been a pleasure.
Next, using the mind-body connection to deal with pain. That story, straight ahead.
There's more InfoTrack coming up. Stay tuned. Progressive presents Renters MVP's Most Valuable Possessions. Today's MVP, Tom Kelly's carbon fiber mountain bike. Because more than riding his carbon fiber mountain bike, Tom loves telling people about his carbon fiber mountain bike. Friends, family, even a local barista knows about his carbon fiber mountain bike. And that's why Tom's carbon fiber mountain bike, if you haven't heard about it, is today's MVP. Keep your most valuable possessions protected by bundling your renters and auto insurance with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Testnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text LION to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text LION to 42424. That's LION to 42424.
Now, InfoTrack continues. Once again, here's Chris Whitting.
Countless numbers of Americans suffer from pain, but an expert says the mind-body connection offers a way to reduce the suffering. With more, here's InfoTrack reporter Gina Tedesco. Gina?
Thanks, Chris. Joining us now is Nicole Sachs, a licensed clinical social worker and author of Mind Your Body, a revolutionary program to release chronic pain and anxiety. Nicole, your book says mind-body medicine recognizes that our stored trauma and repressed emotion influence the brain science behind body health. So briefly, how does that work?
Well, we live in a mind-body system, and when I help people understand this, I say, what I teach, you already believe. Most people would say they've had a stressful day and gotten a headache. Most people would say that they've heard of somebody that's been in a panic and broken into hives, or that they have felt moved or sad and water falls out of your face. crying. And so we all believe that we live in a mind-body system, but when things become chronic, most people throw that out the window. I help people understand the brain science behind when we are in chronic fight or flight, which a human being is not meant to stay in for long-term posture, the brain is sending pain signals and different signs of inflammation and muscle constriction and neuropathy as a confused source of protection. And when people understand the brain science and do the work to reverse it and to help their nervous systems regulate, it's astonishing how well they can become.
And I want to be sure people are not confused about this suggesting that the pain is, quote, all in your head, unquote. In other words, you're not being dismissive of the pain, are you?
No. And in fact, I spend a really huge amount of time in the book making sure that I lead with that. The pain is not in your head. You are not creating it, nor are you making it up. You are not hysterical or overly sensitive or at fault. It is the brain science behind pain that people need to understand. And also to understand that the nervous system is working perfectly when people are in pain if it believes that they are in danger. The reason that we have pain in the human animal is because it's the alarm bell that teaches us we need to look to our bodies and to see what's wrong. But when the genesis of the pain is our stored trauma and our repressed emotional world, it is very confusing for the brain and the nervous system to not send those pain signals. And so my work helps people understand and then reverse it.
So the idea is that doctors should not necessarily treat pain at the site of the pain. Is that a fair statement?
It is a fair statement. And I want to start by saying I believe in Western medicine. I'm a mother of three. I take my children and myself to the doctor when I am worried that something might be amiss and I get checked out. So there's no part of me that wants people to ignore things and not get checked out by a doctor. But in my over 20 years of doing this work, I have encountered thousands and thousands of people that have reached the end of the line, that a doctor has told them there's nothing else I can do for you, that a surgeon has told them, well, there's a surgery for this or that, but it doesn't guarantee pain cessation, and so much more. And then I say to these people, there is brain science behind why we hurt. To understand that and to learn from it means that there's one place of genesis that can lead to pain signals being sent all over the body. And that is the first step in understanding how to work through this pain.
So give us a partial list of some of the conditions, I'm sure you can't name all of them, whose root cause might be stored trauma and or repressed emotions and their effects on the brain. Could this pain come out anywhere on the body?
Indeed. And I can rattle off a list actually more easily than you might imagine, just of the top hits. But I do want to say that I want my words to be an inspiration. I want you to understand that I'm not saying this stuff because I think it's a great idea or that I read a research study. I have worked with so many people around the world that were formerly completely hopeless and oftentimes bedbound, housebound, on disability, that are now fully back to their lives. So when I say this list, I want you to know I have never spoken a condition out loud in conjunction with my work that I haven't personally seen completely resolve. So just a short list: back, neck, hip, shoulder, knee, any bodily consistent pain, even if it is associated with an old injury that has become chronic, I have seen completely resolve. Fibromyalgia, migraines, irritable bowel and all sorts of gut issues, long COVID, chronic fatigue, symptoms that have been related that people previously connected with chronic Lyme or chronic concussive disorder or mold toxicity. I'm not saying that these things didn't originally cause acute problems, but when things become chronic, oftentimes it is the brain and the nervous system picking up the baton and using those neural pathways in order to try to protect.
We're visiting with Nicole Sachs, a licensed clinical social worker and author of Mind Your Body, a revolutionary program to release chronic pain and anxiety. So let's talk about some of your approaches here to reverse things. If a person suffers these physical ailments, you advise what's called journal speak. What is that, and how often must a patient do it?
There are three facets to my work, and the easiest way to explain them is they're like three legs of a stool. Believe, do the work, and patience and kindness for yourself. Under the umbrella of believe is really understanding the brain science. If you are in a constant state of fear, it is very difficult for the nervous system to regulate.
But journal speak is a big part of that. Explain what goes on there.
So under the umbrella of do the work, the second leg of the stool is journal speak. And so if you picture the human body having an invisible reservoir within it, with all this stored trauma and these repressed emotions, things that are impossible to talk about, like shame and rage and terror, journal speak is like putting a ladle in the reservoir and dumping it out every day. It is an expressive writing technique that I created through my own really intense chronic pain journey that completely resolved my pain. And it's a way to bring these repressed emotions to consciousness. And when they are conscious, we can see that they are not a threat to our lives.
And as you consider emotions from past hurts, naming them and not trying to escape from them, actually, how does a person then go on to say, okay, I'm ready to let this go?
You know, interestingly enough, it's not really about letting it go. And I really think that should be a solace to people, because you do not need to forgive your abuser. You do not need to stop feeling that hurt. But this is what's fascinating. If the feelings are repressed, it doesn't mean you feel them. It means you really don't. It means you're doing other things or experiencing other things that are distracting you. When we really go into those darkest rooms and turn on the light, what we're doing is we're wholesomely seeing that which happened, how we feel about it, and how it's hurt us. And that alone allows the nervous system to realize that there's nothing to defend against. We can feel these things, and oftentimes we can move through and evolve and transform them, but it's really just about making the unconscious conscious so we're not constantly fighting it.
You say self-compassion is essential. How so?
Well, the third leg of the stool is patience and kindness for yourself. And you know, I spent a lifetime thinking that self-compassion didn't matter. I actually didn't even really think of it at all. And now as I've walked through this work with so many people, I realize that if we are not practicing some level of self-compassion, realizing how we talk to ourselves, it's like bailing water out of a boat that has a hole in the bottom. It is a constant onslaught of our own self-talk that's creating so much more trauma on a moment-to-moment basis. And so understanding the way to pause and treat ourselves with the same kindness and compassion we do to the people we love is really a game changer in ways that might be surprising to a lot of people.
Nicole Sachs, a licensed clinical social worker and author of Mind Your Body, a revolutionary program to release chronic pain and anxiety. Thank you so much for joining us today.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
For InfoTrack, I'm Gina Tedesco.
You're listening to InfoTrack, a production of Syndication Networks.
Between all the holiday parties,
weekend tailgates,
and family get-togethers,
we've been overindulging a little more than usual over the holidays. But now, we are starting the new year off on a healthier note by taking active liver supplements from New Nordic every day.
Active Liver contains a powerful blend of turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract, all natural ingredients that help protect the liver so that it can protect you from toxins. It's like giving my body a daily detox. I've never felt better, and my energy is through the roof.
And my doctor is already impressed with how much better my numbers are looking. So if better health, more energy, and detoxing your body are some of your priorities this year, get Active Liver today and start the year off knowing you're giving your liver some well-deserved relief.
Active Liver is available in both tablets and as a delicious gummy. You can find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
Now, InfoTrack continues. Once again, here's Chris Whitting.
There are over 3 million truckers on the roads in America, and along with their everyday jobs, the nation's truckers are in an ideal position to spot human trafficking crimes as they happen. Here with the story, InfoTrack reporter Roy Mackey. Roy?
Thank you, Chris. We're talking with Esther Gotch, Executive Director of Truckers Against Trafficking. Esther, can you maybe give us an overview of Truckers Against Trafficking and how it empowers the transportation industry to fight human trafficking?
Truckers Against Trafficking, or TAT as we call it, is a nonprofit organization that really exists to educate, equip, empower, and mobilize members of key industries and key agencies to combat human trafficking. So for the past 15 years, we've been training members of the trucking, bus, and energy industries, as well as law enforcement all across the United States and Canada, about human trafficking.
Tell us why people involved in the trucking and transportation industry have a, I guess, unique ability to help fight this problem.
Well, what we see is an example after example is that frontline transportation professionals really are in a unique position to help make an impact in helping recognize and report the crime of human trafficking. This crime happens in a myriad of communities and different venues, and the transportation industry are also in those areas, in those cities, in those rural areas. There are more truck drivers out on the roads than there are law enforcement. And so they're in a unique position to be able to recognize potential victims and, if trained well, know how to interact with them in ways that will be safe and helpful, as well as report potential crimes that they're seeing taking place to the appropriate authorities so that they can intervene.
You mentioned training. How do you train truck drivers and bus drivers and so forth to recognize and report human trafficking?
We provide free industry-specific training for members of all these different industries that I mentioned, and it really consists of a documentary-style short training video, about 20 minutes, specific to, we've got a video for over-the-road drivers, local or final mile drivers, movers or in-home delivery personnel, as well as those training videos for the bus industry. So school transportation drivers, motor coach and transit, as well as the energy industry. So a short video as well as wallet cards. We have an app available that gives red flag indicators, case studies, how to access the training, etc., as well as, you know, signs and posters and other awareness materials that companies can utilize in public areas or areas where they may have drivers as their clients or customers, as well as potential victims who may be coming into their locations or their places of business. So on our website, we've got all of those materials. They're always free and readily available. We want to just make sure we get the right information out to the right folks who can help make an impact.
Can you maybe share one or two real-life stories, success stories, where TAT-trained drivers have identified and helped rescue trafficking victims?
You bet. So a truck stop manager, one of 18,000 TA employees who received TAT's human trafficking training on an annual basis, a couple years ago noticed a distressed young woman hanging around the store. She was sort of disappearing and reappearing into the lobby, trying to evade anyone's attention. But he noticed that she didn't look well kept, had some bruising, and certainly looked fearful. And so he approached her and asked if she was doing okay. And she says that because of his kindness, the way he actually looked at her with dignity, not just kind of discarding her, she actually burst into tears and told him that she had just escaped a man who had been holding her captive in a hotel across the street where he'd been selling her for sex. That general manager, who had gone through the TAT training, knew exactly what to do. He gave her food and clothing, a blanket, let her safely sleep in an office that was locked. And she said that was the first time she felt safe enough in weeks to actually fall asleep. He called the National Human Trafficking Hotline, who was then able to get her a safe ride to much needed services. That's just one case involving a truck stop, but we have so many others, including bus drivers and other industry professionals who have made similar life-saving actions in those moments when it matters the most.
And you've mentioned your website. Give us the address for that.
TATnonprofit.org.
Esther Gotch, Executive Director of Truckers Against Trafficking, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And for InfoTrack, I'm Roy Mackey.
And that's it for this week's show. Special thanks to this week's InfoTrack contributors, Roy Mackey and Gina Tedesco. Our internet services are provided by Pear Networks. Our executive producer is Randy Meyer, and I'm Chris Whitting. We hope you'll join us right here next week for another edition of InfoTrack.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Some light snow and flurries early. Otherwise, our skies will eventually turn partly cloudy with highs in the mid-40s. A west wind will develop. Snow moves back into the picture tonight, 1 to 2, perhaps 3 inches by dawn. Lows in the mid-20s. Right now, it's 28.
there's a light that glows by the front door. Don't forget the keys under the mat. When childhood stars shine, always stay humble and kind. Go to church 'cause your mama says to. Visit grandpa every chance that you can. It won't be wasted time. Always stay humble and kind. Hold the door, say please, say thank you. Don't steal, don't cheat, don't lie. I know you got mountains to climb, but always stay humble and kind. When the dreams you're dreaming come to you, when the work you put in is realized, let yourself feel the pride, but always stay humble and kind. Don't expect a free ride from no one. Don't hold a grudge or a chip, and here's why. Bitterness keeps you from flying. Always stay humble and kind. Know the difference between sleeping with someone and sleeping with someone you love. I love you, ain't no pickup line, so always stay humble and kind. Hold the door, say please, say thank you. Don't steal, don't cheat, don't lie. I know you got mountains to climb, but always stay humble and kind. When those dreams you're dreaming come to you, when the work you put in is realized, let yourself feel the pride, but always stay humble and kind. Popsicle, shut off the AC and roll the windows down. Let that summer sun shine. Always stay humble and kind. Don't take for granted the love this life gives you. When you get where you're going, don't forget, turn back around. Help the next one in line. Always stay humble and kind.
Kissing on the but I just couldn't wait, so I had to borrow Uncle Jake's Mustang. It's his favorite car, and so I can't stay alone. Standing here feeling like a love struck lonely. Oh, all I wanna do is hold you close and steal a little more time. Is that such a crime? So we bang, the moon is high and my mind is young. Come on and meet me in my backyard under the cottonwood tree. It's a good thing, am I wishing? Oh, come on, sweet thing, won't you climb on out your window while the world's sleeping? Cause you know I need you and there's no way I'll be leaving till we're kissing on the parkway.
On the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack, I was pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. As I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yeah. She said, don't come home if you go to the bar. So I said, okay, baby, then got drunk out in the yard. 2 a.m. Knock, knock, knock up on the door. But she never unlocked, locked it. Guess I don't live there no more. Yeah, she meant business this time. I can't believe my bloodshot eyes. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack, I was pouring. Damn, she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve. As I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning, yeah. I use that empty bag of corn to rest my head, a camo jacket for a blanket, then passed out like I was dead. Still got one heck of a buzz. If I look like a train wreck, it's because I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack, I was pouring. Then she got some nerve. Say I got what I deserve. Cause I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yeah. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning. Yes, I did. I can't believe I gotta be at work at 9. Bird's about to catch this 45. Oh, I guess if this really is goodbye, at least I took my boots off this time. I woke up on the wrong side of the truck bed this morning with a bone dry bottle of Jack, I was pouring. Guess she got some nerve when she kicked me to the curb. Guess you could say I got what I deserve.
never liked the rain till I walked through it with you. Every thundercloud that came was one more I might not get through. But on the darkest day, there's always light, and now I see it too. But I never liked the rain until I walked through it with you. I hear it falling in the night and filling up my mind. All the heaven's rivers come to light. I see it all unwind. I hear it talking through the trees and on the window pane. When I hear it, I just can't believe I never liked the rain. Like the rain, I have fallen for you, and I know just why. You like the rain, always calling for you. I'm falling for you now, just like the rain. When the cloud is rolling over, thunder striking me, it's as bright as lightning, and I wonder why I couldn't see that it's always good. And when the flood is gone, we still remain. Guess I've known all along, I've just belonged here with you. Falling like the rain, I have fallen for you, and I know just why. For the winds to take us high above the plains, I know that we'll find better ways to look into the eye of the storms that we'll be calling. Forever we'll be falling. Like the rain, I have fallen for you, and I know just why.
WIRI Nakusa. The heart of Wisconsin's home for a huge variety of country favorites. This is Country Legends 24/7.
WIRI 105.5 FM, Wisconsin Rapids.
When the sun goes down on my side of town, that lonesome feeling comes to my door, and the whole world turns blue. There's a rundown bar across the railroad track. I got a table for two way in the back, where I sit alone, think of losing you. I spend most every night beneath the light of a neon moon.